It's been a busy week for lawmakers. Some 400 bills are working their way through the State House. Several bills were introduced that either cut taxes in Idaho, brought the state's tax code into alignment with updated federal codes, or both. All of the options have Idaho political junkies scratching their heads, wondering just which one will pass. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief offers his insight to Samantha Wright in this week's check-in on the Idaho legislature.
So we're halfway, or maybe a little bit more than halfway through this session now. We're 40 days in. We expect this to end by the end of March. And we're at a point now where there's a lot of things going on. It's actually been a very busy session. There's more bills introduced at this point than is normally the case. And just this week, we saw a great deal of activity, particularly on the House side, but also in the Senate. One of the ways you can tell that there's a lot going on is by looking at the calendars, the second and third reading calendars. The third reading calendar is where bills are voted on. And there's about 15 bills on the third reading calendar in each chamber. That means bills that are going up to be voted on today or tomorrow.
And what is the second reading calendar?
The second reading calendar is basically a layover between the bills that have come out of committee and before they go to the third reading calendar. And really, nothing really happens to them there. I always call it the rest stop on the highway to legislation. So
I like that. So what else is going on this week?
What's most interesting right now is the tax bills. You know, we've talked about this before. Governor Otter has his tax plan out there, which is House Bill 463. And you might remember that bill passed already in the House and is now in the Senate. But this week, there were a lot of other bills introduced that have some tax implications. In fact, there are over 40 bills that have been introduced that have something to do with taxes this year already. But three of them in particular that are directly related to the issue involving 463 were introduced this week in the House Revenue and Taxation Committee.
So these are competing bills to Governor Otter's bill?
They are. A couple of them are competing bills. One of them, I suppose, is more of a kind of complement bill than competing. The interesting thing about these bills is they're doing very different things. One of them actually doesn't take the conformity issue. It just ignores conformity altogether. Another one ignores the personal exemption change in the federal tax bill, keeps that personal exemption in the Idaho tax code, which has a major effect on the implications for Idaho taxpayers. One of these three bills isn't really a challenge or in lieu of the governor's bill. It is a bill that I guess one could say supplements it or complements it. And this bill will reduce the personal income tax 0.1% every time the state revenue increases by 6%. The idea here is that, well, if the economy is growing, then we can continue to slide down the personal income tax with the growth in the economy. The one thing that isn't clear to me is whether that takes into account per capita growth. Because if the revenue is growing by 6%, but the growth is 10% in terms of population, this could get us into a lot of trouble. So I don't know if that's been considered or not. But the point is, there's a number of tax bills swirling around, particularly in the House right now. And we'll see if any of those actually get hearings in the House and if they move on.
Do any of them cover the grocery tax repeal?
One of these bills, House Bill 557, increases the corporate income tax reduction. It basically keeps the income tax reduction about the same as it was, but it adds the grocery tax repeal in. So it's a much larger tax reduction. And this is the bill that's essentially the closest thing to, I guess, a threat to the governor's bill, because it does what the governor's bill does. It essentially ups that on the corporate income tax side, and it adds in the repeal of the grocery tax. So that's a bill that'll be really interesting to see if it gets a hearing, if it passes through the House and winds up in the Senate.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha Wright have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown. You can find it every Friday in iTunes, the NPR One app, or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.